The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Not all leaders are Stoics, but all Stoics are leaders. There was a famous exchange between the Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus and the king of Syria. The king traveled to ask Musonius, is it appropriate for a leader to study philosophy? Not only is it appropriate, Musonius said, but for no one is it more appropriate. What is the leader's duty? Musonius asked, and then answered, to be able to protect and benefit his people. And you'll notice that this is nearly verbatim the simple definition of what it means to be a leader that we talked about on Wednesday, that leaders make people better. Musonius continued that to make people better, you have to know what is good for them and what is bad, what is helpful to them and what is harmful, what is beneficial to them and what is detrimental. And making these distinctions, he says, is the job of no one other than the philosopher. A philosopher constantly occupies himself with this very question and has made it his art to know what leads people to happiness or unhappiness. When you are making others better, as we said the other day, you are leading. And when you are acting like a Stoic, as Musonius is saying to the king, you are making others better. In other words, leaders are Stoics and Stoics are leaders. Again and again, we see the Stoics making it their art to protect and benefit the people. It's Cato fighting to save the Roman Republic and protect the old ways. It's Stockdale nearly committing suicide because he knew it would improve the circumstances for his fellow PODs. It's General Mattis taking over guard duty on Christmas so a soldier could be home with his family. It's Marcus Aurelius during the Antonine Plague deciding to sell off the palace furnishings to help those in need. Socrates called philosophy the royal discipline, Musonius says, as his exchange with the king comes to a close, because the person who takes it up immediately becomes a leader. And you can't really avoid this. Taking up philosophy means to take up the questions of leadership. It means assuming the duties of a leader. Is it appropriate then for you to study leadership? Yes. In fact, it is the most important thing you should be studying, and it's something you should start studying right now and for the rest of your life. Hey, it's Ryan. There's just a couple more days to sign up for the Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge. It closes here on Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. It's not only our biggest, but it is our best course that we've done. This is the first time we're running it. It's got all sorts of moving pieces that our previous courses haven't had, including these weekly deep dives with a two-star general in the Air Force, a GM of a sports dynasty, real leaders in real positions whose experiences I can't wait to share with you. I'm excited to talk to them. I'm excited for you to talk to them. This is going to be a great course. The Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Leaders, is open now. It closes Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time, so do not miss it. The course begins on Sunday, August 1st. Really excited. Can't wait to have you. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/leadership challenge. And remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this course and all the courses for free. So if you were thinking about signing up for Daily Stoic Life, this is your chance to basically get all the value. Sign up dailystoic.com/leadership challenge, or of course, dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.